So first of all, I'd like to welcome you for co-creating this. And basically, welcome to how to utilize and navigate our new organic 3D and 5D worlds. We felt very compelled, or I felt very compelled, to do this particular workshop based on the fact that there was such a, because of the changes that we went through and everything else, that there was a clarification, and also how to utilize some of the changes that took place so that we would be more effective in moving forward in whatever we needed to do to align with what is going on. So anyways, we're all here together because, you know, you've decided that in some way, somehow, from a higher perspective, that this was going to be something that's going to assist you today and to move forward. So this information may not be for everybody at this point, because not everybody's ready to hear it yet, but there are people that are going to, at some point in time, as they're going through the changes. Now, because you are attending live listening to the audio and video recordings or watching it at this point in time, there was something that you needed and there was a calling for you to participate. Now, in saying that, I just wanted to clarify certain things because depending on what level of readiness that you're in, you will access the required information to assist you. Now, this is not just a workshop where it's just a lot of information. We're going to be doing a lot of processes, and we're also going to give you some tools to better navigate through all of this, and we are doing it together. So the reason that we're doing this together at this point in time is that we're joining forces with everybody that's coming online. So far, we have about 137 people that are very, I feel called to this, and there'll be more as we go along. But at the same time, we're uniting everybody's energies and we're working together. Now, we're going to be supporting each other. So imagine this, we have a group of people, each one of us receiving certain energies and understandings and coding and so forth that is shared to the, so we're actually creating a nucleus of consciousness and energy that is supportive of what we're doing moving forward in this new playground that we're in. So each one of us are sharing our experiences and whatever else just by living life, by going through whatever you're going through day to day, but you're also experiencing changes day to day. So as you're doing that, all that's fed to this new nucleus that is kind of the new world that can be in the 3D and 5D organic playground that facilitates. So it goes there and then shares. So you can tap into that anytime as required. And the thing is, it doesn't require a lot of effort or any effort at this point in time when it comes to be able to tap into it. Now, once you've received the information, once you receive the energies and the support and so forth, it's really up to us how we utilize it moving forward. Now, the reason that you're here is because you're ready for the next stage. You're ready to shift your life and to really align with all the changes that took place. And that's why you brought yourself here. Now, what I would suggest is that even though you're live right now and all also listening to the recordings or watching the recordings, because you're going to receive the videos and audios, two sets. So some you can do while traveling and others you can just sit and watch completely. Of course, the watching has also the graphical stuff that I do on the board. But anyways, this is not a one-time thing. You're going to make time for yourself to go through it at different stages. The reason I'm sharing this with you is that there's going to be a lot of information. There's going to be a lot that we'll be doing today, and not all of it will be able to be integrated all at once. Now, some may be able to. Okay, others mostly will not all in one shot. So each time you watch it, each time you expose yourself, it activates another staging of your rememberings of your consciousness and also accessing the things that are there for you to kind of move forward. So for example, you may watch this the first time or be live stream, Take in whatever is necessary and beneficial at where you are right now, but as you move forward in your day-to-day playground life, whatever you want, engagements, interactions, and so forth, you will be able to use what you've exposed yourself and activated within yourself, but at the same time, each time you go in, you will get more of what you're ready to actually bring it to the next level. So it's not from here to up there, it's really in stages of what you're choosing to play. Because again, you have to understand, you may have agreements, you may have certain arrangements with other aspects of yourself, other souls that are, you know, in your family dynamics, friendship and relationships or whatever you want to call it, that you are working with each other. So in essence, even if they're playing whatever role that they are playing, you are engaging with them, and you can't always, you know, just shift and then lose your connection with all of that. So you're going to do it in stages. So that's really what's happening. And, you know, a lot of us have thought that, you know, okay, I want to go to, you know, the changes happened. I want to wake up. The world is different, right? Well, that's not the way it works, even though that was the intent some time ago to kind of fast track everything. But it became more obvious that when we started looking at it more closely, that collectively it would be better to kind of stage it and move it forward. But again, I will go into more details of how the two playgrounds have been established and what we can do in those playgrounds, but how we can integrate and utilize it for us. Now, how much of it that you're going to take in today will depend on you, how much you're ready for and so forth. And it's not the ego mind's idea of being ready, okay? Because it says, oh, I'm ready, I'm this and that. No, we're talking about from a higher perspective. It's not that you're less than or anything of that nature because you can't take it all at once. It's just because it's perfect to do it in the stages that it will play out for you. So there's a perfection in all of this. There's no mishap or creation or no falling behind or anything of that nature. Doesn't matter even if you're playing in one playground versus the other playground. And we'll cover a lot of that today, and we'll actually engage in everything. So just in the understanding, we are in a very unique place this time with all the changes that are going that took place so far. And I say so far because there is much more to come forth, okay? We've started. You know, some of us have been waiting for a very long time for a lot of these things to take place. And of course, we had perceptions of how it should look like, and, you know, the old idea of separation, the idea of good, bad, and all of that stuff, or the fact that, you know, we're going to get rid of all the negative, and then we're only going to play in the positive and all of that stuff. You know, it's not really playing in that way. It's a matter of fact that the positive, negative, and any other polarity actually blends and becomes a neutral point or zero point, or what we call neutrality, but oneness. That's what we call it. So you're bringing what you've separated back into it and merge it together and allow that energy to now navigate your journey forward. So it's not about all of that stuff, because a lot of people have gone through the idea that, you know, in when these changes come into place and so forth, that, you know, all of the negative stuff will just disappear. Well, the only reason the negative stuff is there, a lot of us still feel that we needed to play in that realm. And some of us still feel that way. But that doesn't mean that we have to linger and stay in it or anything of that nature. We are shifting away from that. So the necessity, the need, the holding on to that is now loosening. And it's shifting in a way where the requirement of polarity and all of that other stuff is not required. So we're still going to dance and play, and I will cover all of that today, but the way we're going to do it is going to be very, very different than what we've been playing with so far. Okay, so as we stated even in on the thing, we're more than ever now in the driver's seat, okay? We're not only in the driver's seat, we're in the exact playground that nurtures, supports us, and will work with us hand in hand to do what we came here to do, and the stages that we're in, There is no stage that is better than the other, okay? When you are going through, and I've used this analogy before, in the sense of schooling, you cannot look at, I'm in grade 3, and that's, and or somebody's in grade 5 or grade 10 or whatever it is, and say that, oh, grade 10 is better and grade 3 is not, or that grade 3 is lower than I am. No, that is necessary for you to go through that stage, and then 4, 5, 6, and so forth. But even the one that's in 10 had to go through all of that. Now, is it because you're late in the starting? No, you've come in as a soul to really focus on certain parts of it until you were ready to go to the next stages, okay? So there is no race to get anywhere. There is no better one or the other. It's really a preparation for us to go into the various stages that we're going in. And then we're going to clarify a little bit more of that, and we're going to work with most of that in our own experience. Now, to go through this, we are exactly where we need to do because of our journey. Now, many of you have been feeling some very, very powerful energies that have been coming through, okay? Now, some of you may have been feeling it almost non-existent. Some people have felt it a little bit more up and down, some days more and then others. And some of you have been feeling it as an avalanche, okay, being hit very hard. Now, there is no better or worse with whatever you're receiving, but it's actually an opening up of having a higher power and more powerful stimulation within ourselves to kind of break some of the rigidity and holding energies that we've held from our old aspects of ourselves. So some of us will feel it. Others may have felt very intensified symptoms within their physicality, their emotions. They may have felt it in, you know, how they engage with others and so forth. And we'll cover a little bit more of it today as we go along. However, that has all been instrumental to come in. Now, the streaming that comes through, the power that it comes through at this point in time, is ideal for you where you're at. So it's for example, you're getting a stream of not only codes, light spectrums, and also levels of consciousness, but also higher vibration to stimulate you. But you are taking in whatever part of it is necessary at that point in time. So sometimes it looks like, you know, you're getting a wave, and then you also create yourself the opportunity for integration, opportunity not to be overwhelmed in the energetic aspect, but also in whatever is playing out in your life. So you're going to get it in flows and stages and so forth. So even though you're having all of it encoded with you, and we'll talk about what all of that is going to be doing and how to integrate with it, but that's all that's taking place at this time. So this last little while that we went in, what was the month of September, which really just started at the end of October, of August, and what we've looked at for the month of September, is an experience that we've never experienced before. This is completely different than anything that's ever been experienced in the 15,000 years that we have been in these physicalities on this playground, okay? Everyone is amazing. Everyone is serving every aspect of it. You come on the planet, you came on the planet, you chose from a soul perspective, from a human entity perspective, even on a physical perspective, all working together to be here at this time to really be part of this energetic advancement and consciousness advancement, and also the transmission, shouldn't call it that, but the transformation of the human experience, and also the transformation of our playground. And all of the souls that are here are chosen to be participating with what's going on. There was no mistake. There was no being dumped there. Now, some of you from a certain perspective may look at it and say, well, okay, I didn't think it was going to be this intense. But at the same time, the higher aspect of you is going, whoa, this is cool. You know, the human perspective, and this is an illusionary idea because it's just an idea, the ego mind is saying, no, this is not good. This is, you know, intense. We can't handle this. I'm gonna lose it. Well, in a way, it's great that you lose it, because by losing it, you're actually losing the grip that your ego mind and your concept and idea of what reality or what the human perspective that was generated, which is basically not our true nature, is the part that's losing the grip. The grip is because it's trying to control everything, and we'll get into it a little bit more more clearly as we go along. So to facilitate at this point in time, I'm going to do a process with you. So I want you to get comfortable. And the process, the first process we're going to do is we're going to activate the highest aspect of yourself within your physicality, within your consciousness. We're also going to be calling in energies that are already streaming to the planet, but we're going to actually fine-tune it so that it actually supports some of the changes within you. We're going to also link all of you that are online right now and all of you that are going to be participating along the way, because already the souls that are going to be involved with the recordings and so forth that are not online right now, all the people that are even considering it a little later have already made a commitment to participate. So all of those souls will be brought in. All of you will be part of it. So we're making a beautiful unit. Now, the ones that are not participating at this time may be able to link in more clearly, even though that we're going to get them prepared. So in essence, by repeating this, the links are reinforced. So what we're going to do is we're going to adjust your frequency of where you are, not only your environment, but within you, and also to link everybody so we create a very supportive. This is the reason we're doing this workshop together, because together we're much more powerful. Plus, at the same time, when we're doing this together here, we are not alone. We don't feel that idea of separation where, you know, I'm going through this myself and I'm not able to cope with everything that's playing out. Because at this moment, it's really you're not. Even though that you may be going through your experience and you may not have the reinforcement and the support that you think that you may require around you because of people, you're not connecting with like-minded people, for example. And this portal that we're opening up, this capacity for us to come together at this point in time, is the opportunity for us to feel that, and that connection will remain. So what we're going to do now is to get started on the process. So just make yourself comfortable. And we're going to close our eyes. And we're going to put our attention on the breath. Now, I may be saying things certain times to kind of assist you along the way, but a lot of it will be done together. So all you're doing at this point in time, focusing, relaxing, should the mind actually create any stories or anything like that, observe it, thank it, I love you, I free you, or clear you, and just allow that. But really connecting with your actual heart, or what we call your heart chakra, which is really your soul and higher self. Okay? So that's what we're going to do at this point in time. So just focus on the breath at the moment.